Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Let's begin today with some fun. Lately, we've all been hearing about smartwatches and other wearable computing devices of one sort or another. Whether any of that stuff is a good idea or not remains to be seen. But forget about shirts that monitor your heart rate and send the info to some website somewhere. How about a pair of rocket skates? Roller skates that will propel the wearer along at 10 to 12 miles an hour for 4, 6, or 8 hours, depending on the model. Wait a minute, is this the Flintstones instead of the Electronic Cottage? Nope. A company called Action put the idea up on Kickstarter and raised over $500,000 over the summer of 2014 to make the idea real. And now the company is taking pre-orders and says that the skates will be ready in time for Christmas. Unless you live in one of the few places in Maine with good sidewalks, rocket skates probably won't be on your holiday gift list. But whether you want a pair or not, it's a little bit of comic book sci-fi come to life. And although you don't need a smartphone to make the skates go, they, naturally, come with a Bluetooth app so you can connect with them while you're zipping along. Another piece of tech that may, on first look, seem pretty useful is proving to be maybe not so useful. A software program called Computer Cop has been purchased by hundreds of police and law enforcement agencies in 35 states. Maine, happily, is not one of them, at least so far, and then is given to parents, usually for free, to install on computers that their children use. The software will supposedly monitor the young person's computer use and scan the computer's hard drive for files, images, email messages, chat logs, and so forth that contain references to sex, drugs, violence, and other odds and ends that could signal that the young person is up to the parent's idea of no good. Some versions of the program also contain a key logger, software that archives every key that's typed on a computer. And if the program detects any of the bad keywords, it sends a message to a server, which sends an email to the parents chronicling the suspect behavior. Unfortunately, Computer Cop doesn't bother to encrypt any of this information, including the kids' passwords. And not surprisingly, the program doesn't know the difference between using the word breast when looking for information on breast cancer, as opposed to seeking a somewhat less edifying type of website. The same, of course, goes for a lot of other terms. Oh yeah, and if a young person happens to use the family computer, then anything anyone else in the family uses that computer for is monitored as well. Perfect for a husband or wife who suspects her or his mate of suspect behavior of one type or another. The Electronic Frontier Foundation took a look at this software and found a few problems. Quote, "The way Computer Cop works is neither safe nor secure. It isn't particularly effective either, except for generating positive PR for the law enforcement agencies distributing it. As security software goes, we observed a product with a keystroke capturing function, also called a keylogger, that could place a family's personal information at extreme risk by transmitting what a user types over the internet to third-party servers without encryption. That means many versions of Computer Cop leave children and their parents, guests, friends, and anyone using the affected computer exposed to the same predators, identity thieves, and bullies that police claim the software protects against." End quote. The company that sells this software trumpets the fact that the software is endorsed by the American Civil Liberties Union, except that it isn't. Marketing materials also include what is supposedly a letter of endorsement from the U.S. Treasury Department. Whoops, that's phony too. In fact, the Inspector General of the Treasury Department issued a fraud alert because the department never wrote or distributed that or any other endorsement letter for the software. All in all, not a very useful piece of tech, and pretty slimy marketing. But law enforcement agencies, well over 200 so far, who spent a pile of money buying this stuff are, by and large, sticking to it. One exception is the district attorney for the county of San Diego, who spent $25,000 to buy and distribute this software, but once the EFF report was issued, told parents to turn the Keylogger software off, citing, quote, potential security issues, end quote. But a lot of police departments don't share the concern. One TV station down in Alabama, WAFF, reports that the sheriff in Limestone County, Alabama, will distribute the software to any parents who want it. The sheriff brought out the old boogeyman of child predators and issued a shoot-the-messenger statement to boot, calling the Electronic Frontier Foundation a, quote, ultra-liberal organization that is not in any way credible on this. They're more interested in protecting predators and pedophiles than in protecting our children, end quote from the sheriff. Needless to say, the Electronic Frontier Foundation would dispute that description. This whole computer cop issue brings up the question of whether and how law enforcement interests in technology and the interests of parents and of their children coincide over the long run. Here in Maine and across the country, various law enforcement agencies sponsor registration programs for families so that they can register their children, sometimes in national databases. The purpose is to make it easier to identify children if they go missing. Even small children get their pictures and fingerprints taken, and lately their DNA sampled as well. The goal is laudable, of course. But what happens to that child's biometric data over time? And does the child have anything to say about it when he or she comes of age? That's a question for another day, but for today, it's fair to consider whether a program like Computer Cop makes anyone safer, child or adult, and whether paying tax money to buy and distribute a program which uses fraudulent marketing materials, to put that practice in the politest terms possible, is a good idea for government or for anyone else. A question to ponder. And we'll keep doing our best to keep on pondering right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.